This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed an executive order today giving a one-time payment of $375 to Coloradans who filed for unemployment insurance during the pandemic. Residents earning less than $52,000 a year are eligible.
It can represent, you know, an additional, effectively a paycheck that they weren't expecting. That means that they can put food on their table. It can be the difference between them making their rent and not making their rent. Maybe being able to even have a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner for your family.
Polis says the money should arrive by early December. He says he acted because Congress hasn't passed a second coronavirus relief package. Authorities say two more El Paso County deputies have tested positive for COVID-19, along with eight inmates. The announcement comes one day after the sheriff's office said eight employees tested positive within the last 3 weeks. Officials say the new cases have been isolated and contacts notified. Health officials say they considered the risk of isolation and children's special social development, rather, when deciding today that most Denver public school students should learn remotely. But Superintendent Susana Cordova says high COVID transmission rates that are not school-related made it difficult to open classrooms.
We want to be able to do that in a way that minimizes the disruptions of frequent quarantines, that allows, we've heard repeatedly from parents, both around the desire to be in school, but the desire to have a plan that doesn't change.
Cordova says third through fifth graders will do remote learning beginning Monday through the Thanksgiving break.